Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It's actually kind of a nice day out there.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it's raining. I can't see outside. But
well, it wasn't raining earlier.
And it was, it was 64 degrees, yeah. Said my hot rod. How about that? We're the new San Diego.
Your gold Subaru.
I am Isaac.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
Yesterday when I was driving in, I did take a photo of this because I enjoyed it so much. But there was a Subaru in front of me at a traffic light with a bumper sticker that said, "Lesbians are natural leaders. You're following one right now." And I enjoyed that. So
it's cute.
Yeah. Thank you, Subaru driver. And then there was a gay slur bumper sticker on the other side of it, which I can't really say what it is, but apparently they were all about that as well.
Well, we're having a good time today, guys. It's me. It's Schultzy. He's fired up about the Brewers Fest, which he didn't even know was canceled. Sook's over there. We got coming up. We got sports talk and stuff. It's going to be great.
Sports talk and stuff.
Well, JMU's got Twitter beef now.
They do.
They do.
What's happening there?
Well, I'm going to tell you. That's a tease, Jace.
Can't wait.
The quarterback who saves his best for Toyotathon.
More of a happy Honda days myself. Maybe the Lexus season to remember.
Oh, yeah.
We will have that story. And the word of the year coming up in the club, 6-7. A few headlines. Sharon Moore is still in custody. He will be arraigned tomorrow.
Turns out all of those rumors were indeed true. The only new we found out is that the school's been investigating that affair for a while, and both parties had just stuck to their story of nothing happened.
Yeah, reportedly in the summer they spoke with them.
But they were like, no, what are you talking about? Everything's on the up and up. And then I guess Moore was stalking her. She became uncomfortable, got scared of him. And yesterday she went to the, the powers that be and ratted him out and was like, yeah, by the way, here's all the evidence. And that's when the axe fell. He did freak out, broke into her house, threatened to kill her.
Now, I really don't know what an arraignment is, but I assume we're going to find out charges.
That's usually
That's where you find out. Yes.
Yeah.
And you can get bail and all that sort of good stuff. And they said that we don't exactly know what the charges are going to be at this point, but yeah, I'm guessing breaking into someone's house, threatening to kill them and yourself with a knife, and then fleeing the scene. I'm guessing that probably him losing his job at this point, probably not his biggest worry.
Also, the Michigan AD was fired today.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Man, who's to say?
He was Steubner too.
Yeah, apparently not going well at at Michigan.
Whoa.
Nope.
Freudian slip there.
Whoa. What do you know that we don't?
Nothing. Nothing at all. What are you talking about?
We have heard many questions about what Ward Manuel knew when, and obviously none of that is for sure yet. So
yeah, it's a sticky thing.
He's the Michigan AD.
Michigan AD. So, like, I guess players had been joking about this online since last year.
Yeah.
The rumors have been out there, like, hot and heavy. People are posting stuff from months ago. But if they investigated it, how do you fire someone for cause when both parties refuse to acknowledge it? I mean, I guess there's only so much you can investigate.
I'm reading the tea leaves here. Yeah. It sounds to me like they have been stooping for a while.
Yes.
And everybody knew about it, but they couldn't prove it.
Yeah.
But it hit the fan when she got pregnant.
Probably.
And it sounds like that was recently.
Yeah.
And that's when everything changed. And of course, Sharon Moore, you know, His wife even said, she told police, he is having a mental breakdown. He is having a mental health crisis. He is in a mental health crisis, which does track with how he, you know, he goes over to the apartment and broke in with a knife.
Yeah.
So he is apparently, I was listening to a reporter who said that he has round-the-clock mental health care givers with him.
Yeah.
So this is... this is a wild situation. Yeah,
and now people are posting. Remember when he won the game where Harbaugh was suspended and he broke down and started crying? And, you know, he might have been a guy that was just emotionally charged up. Also, it turns out that apparently he's Instagramming every lady influencer that follows Michigan football.
Like, some kind of fan? Who isn't?
He's sliding into a lot of DMs.
Got to cast a wide net.
I guess
a numbers game,
cut and
right?
Cut and paste.
But at the same time,
copy paste.
It was the smallest net because he stooped the lady working there. Also, don't promote the mistress. That's never good.
He
broke all the cardinal rules of this whole thing.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Well, now the sad part is that you've drugged multiple families into this and kids, and now you've kind of gone down to the point where does he even become a sympathetic figure because the dude's threatening suicide, even though it was his own actions. And now you throw in the AD who's been fired. I mean, you have arguably a top five job in college football right now. If you're any one of those sitting coaches,
you know,
Jed Fish, DeBoer's name's thrown out there. I guess Matt Campbell, people have been aware that this job could open up. And maybe that's a reason why Matt Campbell was kind of sitting around waiting to see what happened. He ended up taking the Penn State job. Is it a fair question to ask, is this a super attractive job right now? It is Michigan.
Well,
but
there are already reports it's quite toxic.
Yeah.
And so, quite frankly, I think that Jed Fish and Michigan deserve one another. I believe that's perfect.
Does it say something that, no offense to Jed Fish, but really, like, that's could be top of the food chain for Michigan? That
well,
might
I think
say
that,
something where your job's
that
at
says
right
it
now.
All.
Yeah.
Says it all.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. They think the leader of men thing is going to be emphasized. I did want to ask you guys on the Sharon Moore details. Have you guys heard specifically what the alleged affairee, the employee that was part of the front office there, do you know what her job was?
Well, I think she was his personal assistant.
So executive assistant was the official title, but I heard this today on the Crane and Company podcast. I think they're a little bit closer to like the University of Michigan Athletic Department. They said that allegedly some of the duties included this woman escorting the family of Sharon Moore around certain games, two seats, two different parts around the athletic department.
Well, that would make sense.
If that's true, that is so insidious.
If you're the executive assistant, if you're his right-hand guy, yeah, I'm assuming that part of that would be indeed dealing with the family and making sure that all that stuff is taken care of. I mean, that's every coach has a right-hand person that deals with all that stuff. It's just... Yeah, it's kind of nasty if the person that's doing all that is also the one that you're getting pregnant. I mean, it's a consequence of your own actions. It's just when other people get drug into it too. And I don't know if I feel bad for the lady whose name is now out there and basically she's become public knowledge. I mean, she was pretty skeezy this whole thing, but does she deserve to have this staple to her for the rest of her life as well? I don't know. It's just no one comes out of this unscathed. Nobody.
Not even the Michigan AD, who, as somebody points out on the text line, worth repeating. We mentioned this earlier in the program.
Yeah.
Nicole Auerbach had this, but the Michigan AD, even though he had been informed of Sharon Moore's mental instability,
I saw this.
The Michigan AD still fired him one-on-one with no security and no HR.
No, nothing.
So that could be also why he was fired.
Well, imagine, like, you knew that this was an unhinged possibility. And what if he had gone over and and we'll find out when the charges happen, but we do know that he had a knife or acquired one in the house, threatened to
kill. They said he got it in the house.
He got it in the house. So he breaks in, gets a knife, threatens to kill himself and her. Can you imagine the lawsuit and the fallout had he actually killed that Michigan staff member? And if the AD had been like, yeah, we fired him. We didn't think, we knew he was unhinged, potentially dangerous, but you know. Did you at least lob a phone call to the executive assistant? It's like, yeah, by the way, he's fired, he's unhinged, and he may be coming your way.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Yeah,
how about
bad.
Just an ounce of thought put into that there?
No kidding.
AD, man.
All right, a few more headlines coming up next, including what's going on with TJ Watt, and we have James Madison Twitter beef. coming up on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of other things going on here. We've got Tampa Bay and Atlanta on Thursday Night Football.
Yes.
I just turned it on, and those uniforms that Tampa Bay is rocking are just fantastic.
They got the creamsicles.
Oh, my God, they're beautiful.
Yeah. As I've stated many times, there is not a single throwback, except for like the old, like when they go back to like the 1910s, the 80s, 70s throwbacks. Why those teams don't make them their permanent uniforms is beyond me.
But the Bucs went 3-and-out, or they didn't go 3-and-out, but they had to punt.
Yeah.
And this is a huge game for Tampa.
Absolutely.
If they're going to win that division.
I still think they're the best team in that division, but, you know, and they've been so beat up by injuries.
Atlanta has nothing to play for.
No, they don't.
Screw them. Well, by the way, Tampa 1-8 since 2023 in primetime games with Baker.
Ooh, that's not so good. And they've been, they've been really beat up this year with injuries. And it's not that talented a team, but I still think they're the class of that division. And I just think they're the most interesting team in that division.
And in TJ Watt news, this is a kind of a weird one. He's in the hospital after experiencing lung discomfort.
Yeah, I don't know what that... Did he get a pain-killing shot? Remember when Tyrod Taylor... That was the start of Justin Herbert. Tyrod Taylor took an injection before a game and they punctured his lung. So I don't know what...
Yeah, they just said he was in practice.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't. And he didn't practice today. He had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, he just with further medical evaluation.
They just said discomfort in his lung.
I'll tell you what. I don't think that's what you want, is lung discomfort. That's kind of scary.
So he may not play.
Tomlin said he was a little cautious. He's like, I'm not a medical expert.
They play on Monday against your upstart Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Again, every game for the Steelers and Dolphins. I mean, that's kind of why this part of the year is so cool, especially like a year like this. I mean, the Dolphins aren't going to make the postseason, but if they were to win out, and there is a chance, like, they will give themselves an opportunity. Pittsburgh certainly has a chance to win their division and get in, and they're not great teams, but I just like that we're getting a lot of meaningful football, even from, you know, mid-teams.
So I mentioned the James Madison Twitter follow that's having a good time with the Oregon game, at JMU Sports News.
Oh, dude, they're just fantastic right now. It's currently my favorite Twitter follow.
Yeah, they're doing great with it. They're having a lot of fun. It's all tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
And yet, apparently, they've got beef with another James Madison account.
There's two James Madison, like, parody accounts?
The second one, I'm looking for the reply here. Mm. I saw it on my phone, and now I have to look it on my iPad, so it's going to take me a second.
Okay.
but there was this one has, like, 30 followers. Oh. Okay.
So yeah, because the other one's got, like, 20. It's a
20,000.
20,000.
Yes.
Yeah,
this has 30, like 30.
How can you be beefing with someone that has 30 followers?
Well, they're not really, but so you remember the tweet where they had a slow-mo highlight tape of, yes. of Oregon.
Yeah, against USC, and they tweeted, is this real? Oregon might be the slowest team we've ever seen. And Oregon, it was a series of Oregon highlights put to music in slow motion. It's they're just doing great bits.
Yeah, another James Madison account replied to that.
Uh-huh. Are they taking credit for the clip?
No. They're like, your sarcasm, I'm going to paraphrase because I'm still scrolling. I can't find it. There's so many comments on that. That thing went viral. They were like, your sarcasm is getting old. All you're going to do is motivate Oregon.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah, you need to stop.
I'd like to point out that Jeff Schwartz, who's actually kind of become a big deal in the sports media world, does an Oregon Duck podcast. You see him all over Fox News, or not Fox News, Fox Sports. I don't think he's going on Hannity. Even Jeff Schwartz retweeted, I love this JMU account. Everyone, I promise you, Dan Lanning is aware of this and thinks that this is funny. This is just good stuff. And yet someone's worried, someone in their 30 followers are worried that this is going to give Oregon motivation against James Madison.
Yeah.
And God, I want to take the cob out of your ass.
I want to get you the reply, but now I can't effing find it.
This is this whole segment.
Freaking Twitter.
What is happening?
Thanks a lot, Elon. Jackass. This app sucks.
Some of the tweets, though, so they had that Oregon's the slowest team they've ever seen. I like this one. Oregon is impressive. The Ducks have talent across the roster. The coaching staff is exceptional. We'd love them in the Sun Belt. If you struggle to adjust to the level of competition, of course, but over time they could develop into a contender. It's all this sort of stuff that they're just kind of tweeting out as if
as if
Oregon's the plucky underdog.
So JMU Sports News tweeted, as you mentioned, it's a slow-mo highlight reel of Oregon, and they say, is this real? Oregon might be the slowest team we've ever seen. Just good, wholesome content.
Yes, okay? Good trolling.
So JMURVA, 30 followers.
Okay.
The sarcasm is getting old. You are just going to end up motivating them. How about we just stick to them being the favorite and underestimating us? So JMU Sports News replied, tired. Oregon is motivated to win a national title. Wired. Oregon is motivated to win because of a few sarcastic tweets from JMU fans. And then the JMU RVA replied, you just care about your brand. You don't care about the team. That's the problem. I get it, though. Gotta eat somehow. Glad you guys are finally getting your flowers. But as we have learned on the internet, things get old and people move on. Don't get lost in the hype.
What an absolute douche.
It's amazing that I don't hear any applause
Boy,
for that.
Can you believe how serious Woo! Some people tweet? Some people take themselves and their tweets to their 30 followers? I'd also like to point out some of the other highlights from the JMU Sports News. It has come to our attention that Oregon has never even won the Boca Raton Bowl. Oregon has never even qualified for the prestigious bowl game, often referred to as the granddaddy of them all. JMU won it last year, even without their starting quarterback. There's levels to this. It's fantastic. Everything they're doing so far leading up to this is really good.
So then they replied and said, yeah.
Right. Passing yards against Georgia State this season, JMU 74, Oregon 0.
Yeah, we read that one.
Yeah.
Oh, they replied and said, we're having fun during the bye week before a playoff game. We have lots of actual preview content, Napier info on the website, and podcast feeds. We'll have even more next week. We've been covering the team for 8-plus years and don't care about the team. Come on, man. So now it's getting serious.
I did not expect JMU Twitter beef.
Yeah. Then JMU RVA says, I'll sit down now. Just trying to keep you guys humble. As someone who actually cares about the long-term prospects of your show, I bet 99% of these idiots won't watch after December 20th. Oh, glad you guys haven't lost sight of the goal here.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being this involved, like taking something like this that seriously?
No,
dude.
Can't.
Social media is a hell of a thing. Maybe Australia did it right. Australia recently banned, I think, social media for
the kids.
For the kids.
Did you see how they're getting around it?
What do they do? The kids?
Well, the kids are doing the face ID, or like the face recognition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're hacking in because they're frowning.
Oh, that's that so works? Stupid.
Yeah, they're saying it works.
You can frown your way past that. Yeah. Makes you look old.
It makes you look older.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well.
So then they're passing.
The thing. Like, yeah, it's. You can't ban. The moment you ban something, people are going to find a way around it. It's like when you were a kid, did you ever take the whole, R-rated movies or not being able to get alcohol? It just makes it a little bit harder. You'll find ways.
All right, coming up next, the quarterback who has saved his best for Toyotathon. Mm. Here's Schultzy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we've got one quarterback out there mm-hmm. who loves him some Toyotathon.
Okay.
So as you know, Toyotathon is... Well, maybe you don't. I'll tell you that Toyotathon is a promotion.
Yes.
That Toyota does.
Every car company has one. It's just Toyotathon has a nice ring to it, but, you know.
And it's always during the holidays.
Happy Honda days. The
and
Lexus.
They slash their prices. You can't afford not to buy a truck.
The December to remember. You know, all of those things.
All that stuff. Well, Jordan Love of the Packers mm-hmm. is a spokesperson for Toyota.
I think so is Brock Purdy, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct. He gave his entire offensive line Toyotas.
And he didn't. Toyota did. Well, but still, I think
he couldn't afford it.
I think the idea is like Toyota probably goes around to a lot of, the quarterbacks and, you know, get on board.
So have you seen
maybe a nice Sequoia?
Have you seen Jordan Love's stats during Toyotathon?
No.
Oh, you came to the right place.
This is why I come to this program. Make a commitment.
When Toyotathon comes around, Love is a different player. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. In 18 games across the last three seasons, when the promotion is active, Love has completed 67% of his passes with 32 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and a 109 quarterback rating.
My God. Why doesn't Toyotathon just extend? The Packers need to get together with Toyota and just do, like, Toyotathon Part 2.
2023, 8 games. He completed 70% of his passes, 18 tutties, 1 pick. Quarterback rating of 113. They went 6-2.
Quite good.
And before Toyotathon that year, the Packers were really struggling. Mm. That was his first year as a starting quarterback. Remember that? They were kind of skunky, and some radio hosts may rhyme with Duke, were saying... He sucked.
He was not very good.
Well, he popped.
Yeah.
In the 9 games before Toyotathon, he was completing 59%, 14 touchdowns, 10 picks. Mm. Okay, 2024, 8 games. They went 5-3, 65% completions, 10 touchdowns, 1 interception, quarterback rating 106. Mm. And before that, in 7 games, he had 10 interceptions.
Wow. So look, it just means more. It just means more.
He loves Toyotathon.
He loves Toyotathon.
And so far this year, in 2 games, 63%, 4 tutties, no picks, quarterback rating 105. They are 2-0. And before Toyotathon this season across 10 games, he was playing pretty well.
Well, Jordan Love is a good quarterback. I think Love gets caught in the whole Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy kind of world discussion where we've talked about in the program, we have a real hard time with what to do with quarterbacks.
There are some of them, yeah.
Yeah, if you're not one of the top 2 or 3 guys, we try to lump you into just one category, and it's foolish. Now, right. Jordan Love's record as a starter isn't necessarily mind-bending. Like, the 3 years that he started, they went 9-8, 9-6, and then this year they're 9-3-1. But Jordan Love completes mid-60s. He has a quarterback rating of around 100 every year. It's in the high 90s this year. I think it's 105. And are there things about Jordan Love that you don't like? Sure. Has he made poor decisions? Yes. The playoff one, the interception against the Niners, that one comes to mind. At least once or twice a game, he has a Tony Romo, Dak Prescott moment where you're like, what the hell was that? But he's a hell of a lot closer to Dak Prescott than he is to, oh, I don't know, like a Kirk Cousins. He's a really, really good quarterback. He's just not Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, guys like that. So we don't know what to do with him. And for every time he makes one of those plays, we immediately want to tear him down. And the reality is that's just kind of what you're going to get with Jordan Love. He can get better, but even as it stands right now, he's a really good quarterback.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys like that now. Yeah. I mean, I think it used to be easier to put quarterbacks in boxes and categories.
Yes.
It's much harder now. Yes. Like, you look around and you go, God, Dak's really good, but would I want him as my guy? Jordan Love's really good, but would I want him as my guy?
Yeah, we do that.
Baker Mayfield sucked, and now he's good, but now he kind of sucks again. And,
And
you know, Sam Darnold is getting love, but he turns it over all the time when he plays good teams.
By the way, it's funny you mention that. So QBR, it depends, you know, whether you use the QBR, the passer rating, take your pick. But from a QBR standpoint, the top two quarterbacks this year in the NFL, do you know who they are?
Matt Stafford.
No. Stafford's fifth.
QBR?
QBR, because Stafford doesn't move around at all. Remember, QBR, it's a little more, it can favor people that are a little more mobile and not statuesque.
Oh, well, I don't know, maybe Drake May?
So Drake May's third, and number one and two. So think about the way we talk about Drake
Jordan
May.
Love.
Jordan Love's number two. And who did we just compare Jordan Love to
Dak
most? Dak Prescott. They're one and two.
But we also don't know what to do with them.
Exactly. How about just this? They're good.
They're really good.
Now, would you trade one for one of the top three guys? Yes. But outside of those guys, just be happy. The idea that some Green Bay fans and some Dallas fans want a better quarterback, I mean, that's like driving a Mercedes and being like, well, it's not a Lamborghini. Like, well, you have a Mercedes. Well, I'd rather have a Maybach. Yeah, it's just, it's bizarre, but that's kind of the world that we live in. I mean, my God, the Ravens did this with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson had a lot of Raven fans. I don't know. Oh, we want to pay him. I think we can do better, guys. I think we can do better. And we get it with, like, Brock Purdy right now is probably the poster child for this. Brock Purdy's a really good quarterback.
He's 24th.
And yet no one gives him any credit.
No. But he's having kind of a
he's
been down since he's come back.
Yep.
Hasn't been that great. But he is definitely one where it's very polarizing. Caleb Williams is still this.
Yeah. Well, and Williams should be this. Williams right now is kind of starting to scratch the surface of what he can become. That's a guy that really does need to get better. Like right now, he is, if you wanted to say, he's like a Jalen Hurts guy. And that it's a different skill set. His problems aren't Jalen Hurts' problems, but Chicago is winning not necessarily because of Caleb Williams. Now, he's not losing games for them, and there's times he makes really good plays, but one of the weak parts of their game right now is their passing game, and it has to get better, and it is getting better. So what you've seen is Ben Johnson kind of strip this down, and he's remolding Caleb Williams into something. Now, if 2 years from now, if Caleb Williams is having this, then by all means, you know, bitch and moan about it, but you have the makings of what you think should be a franchise quarterback in Caleb Williams, but we don't know yet. And that's the other thing about quarterbacks is we want it now. And if it doesn't come right now, to hell with you, you'll never get there. It's like we forget that some of these guys that come in are really unpolished products and they need time to grow and develop.
Who are the top six quarterbacks in the NFL?
This year or just overall?
Overall.
Overall. Well, so Mahomes is one, mm-hmm. Lamar is two,
okay.
Allen is three,
okay.
Burrow is four.
Ah, okay.
To me, I think Dak is there. I think Stafford is there. I think
that's six.
That's six. There's your top six. I think Herbert comes in right behind that. And again, if I'm picking who I want to start a franchise, Herbert would be above those two. But if I had to win one game right now, who I think is the better quarterback, Dak and Stafford are better than Herbert. But obviously, Herbert is young, and one day, pretty soon, Herbert will ascend to one of those top six positions.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody else really in the running there, is there?
Well, I mean, you could throw Drake May if you wanted to, but yeah. it's way too early. I don't like doing that with young quarterbacks. You have to do it more than, I mean, what, 11, 12 games? Because last year, Drake May, I mean, he showed some flashes, but that team was a mess. And this year, you're seeing what Drake May can become, but I'm not going to do that after such a short period of time. I think Jared Goff belongs in that conversation. I thought CJ Stroud would have belonged in that conversation, but I think he's had a regression, but I think he's probably right there. And then I think you have a big pile of guys, like the next 7 or 8 to 10 guys. I think then it comes down to kind of a preference. Like, where do you, what do you do with a lot of those guys? Young guys, Bo Nix, Daniel certainly, I think, has some potential, but huge steps back this year. What do we do with him? And then you get into guys that really, like Tua, you paid him, but does anyone really want Tua as the quarterback? But when healthy and protected, he can do some stuff for you. Jalen Hurts has won a Super Bowl, but we've seen his limitations. If you put Jalen Hurts on a bad team, oh my God, like it would be dreadful. I mean, he'd be a bad quarterback. You can make the argument this year he's been kind of a bad quarterback on an elite team. So it's that you get into sticky stuff. Baker, I think, belongs in that mess. And then there's a whole mess of guys that probably shouldn't be starters, but have to be because don't have anyone else.
All right, you think we're sports crazed over here. Wait till you hear this next story, next on The Fan. All right, no speculation here, okay?
Well, I love to speculate.
All right, let's speculate.
Let's do it.
So, you know, we have got sports over here in the U.S.
Yes. I'm watching it right now.
That's why we're on. We talk about it. We love it.
7-0 Bucks.
Gets wild out there. But nothing like across the pond.
No, they take their soccer very seriously. And darts and cricket and everything else.
Primetime Finland. Where the Finns. 9-time Finland champions dropped out of the... Oh, boy. Vikas Liga.
Sure, let's go with that.
Top flight in October.
Okay.
They had a dismal year.
Is this soccer, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. FC Haka, top flight club in Finland. Okay?
Okay.
And they were relegated because they had such a bad
Can't have that.
Yeah, one side of their stadium has just been burnt down.
I'm guessing the fans didn't take this very well.
It seems. But that's why I say, let's not speculate. Who knows? Maybe it was an electrical fire. I don't know.
Just one side of the stadium?
Like yeah, they were one only... side.
Oh, yeah. I see that right there.
Yeah, absolutely en fuego.
Huh.
Burned to the ground.
Well.
And they have made arrests now.
Boy, I'll tell you what. That really is something.
Yeah. If that's their fans.
Well, and the Finns are like the nicest people in the world. The Scandinavians,
right.
Like, we're, I
right.
mean.
Well, they made arrest, and it's 3 15-year-old boys.
Oh.
And they won't be charged because they're too young.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing?
Well, it's not what we're doing. It's what they're doing.
So if you're 15, you can set the stadium on fire, and we're just like, no. I guess we do that here, too, right?
No. Well, I mean, sort of.
Mm.
The kid that set the
Eagle Creek fire.
The Eagle Creek. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. The Eagle Creek fire. He has to pay a bunch. I mean, he got...
He'll yeah, never, but ever
you don't,
actually.
You'll never pay. You don't go to prison. Remember we had that one gang for a while that was having like 11-year-olds carjack people because the 11-year-olds can't be charged? So, I mean, there is an element to that. I mean, just if you want to burn... Look, I can see a group of soccer hooligans wanting to burn down the stadium, but like, all right, we'll get the 15-year-olds to
have
do
kids
it.
Do your
have
dirty
kids
work.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Apparently, by the way, this is not the first time a Turkish team in 2016 got demoted. And they, too, burned down their stadium. At least they did it right after the game. They set the field and the stands on fire.
Yeah, they don't mess around, dude.
No. You imagine, like, you lose a big game and...
Autzen burns.
Autzen and someone's like, that's it. Like,
if Autzen, or if...
JMU!
If Oregon loses to the Dukes of Madison James, will they burn Autzen to the ground?
Well, look, if you think you're a great fan base, I think you have a responsibility to burn the stadium down if, indeed, you lose this game. Boy, I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
I am glad that we do not have European passion. There's many things about Europe that I wish we would be more like. This is not one of them.
Yeah, I wonder what our show would be like over there. I mean, if that passion were here,
yeah,
and we just did art, like we'd probably be dead by now.
I would think so. Well, we would have made fun of somebody, yeah, and then we're
and that's serious business.
We would have been firebombed. Yeah, 100%.
I think the whole bit we have here is that it's just sports. Who cares?
That's we're
just
not
making
gonna,
fun of it. That ain't gonna fly.
No.
Not in Finland for not TC in Helsinki.
Not in Helsinki, damn it. Not up in here.
Or FC Haka. What do they call them? Football club?
Is yeah.
That what FC stands
yes.
for?
Yes. Football, yeah, football club.
Yeah. Football club Haka. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. It's an impressive fire. I mean,
dude.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Torch the place.
Yeah. Only one half of it, though, to be fair. I can see him in the court being like, all right, Your Honor, I get it. We got a little loose, but to be fair, one side of the stadium, just one, and it barely burnt the pitch. It'd be fine.
Nobody died, right?
No. No one died. Yeah. No one was there.
That's still just
except
so
for the kids.
I'm gonna lie between the two because I got footage of both. I think the Turks did it better. Look up the boy, you want to talk about mispronouncing a name? How would you go with ESKISEHIRSPOR?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go. Ooh.
Hmm. Turkish. Eski?
Eskerpor? Eskerspor? Eskisipor?
The
that
Turkish.
Was awesome.
Yeah,
is that a Turkish
that?
Accent? Do yourself a favor and
I
look
speak Turkish.
And look up that. Because they burnt the stadium literally while, like, right after the game. Like, that's more. Don't do it afterwards when everyone's gone. Have some balls to do it in the midst of your anger. I don't appreciate that you waited until everyone was gone and then you plotted it. Also, can I point out that in this one, they were prepared to burn the state. They came to the game to cheer, and then when it didn't go their way, they didn't have to leave. They already had the material there to burn the stadium and the field.
And it was the same thing. They got relegated. They lost the they lost the match 2-1. They got relegated, so the fans tore the stadium apart, lighting bleachers and billboards on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The best part is that, like, the coach.
God.
The coach is just kind of wandering around on the field, like, after with his hands in his pocket, like, well,
this is unfortunate.
This is happening. And we thought LeGarrette Blount punching someone was, like, misbehaving. Or do you think they make fun of, like, the malice at the palace? Because that's, like, our big, wouldn't you say that's, like, our biggest sports black eye? For, like, fan behavior?
Ooh.
Was that?
The Cleveland Bottlegate, too. I think that might be a good one as well.
Oh, the discos at the disco sucks night or whatever.
No, that
beer.
Was Chicago. This is when everybody threw glass bottles onto the field, remember? And the teams had to leave.
Yeah, so, like, if that's our biggest black eye, do you think the Turkish fans are looking at us like, really? Like, you had two fans get punched and, like, threw some garbage at one another? That's your big deal? Do we burn down a stadium like every other year? What are you talking about? They throw road flares for S's and giggles.
Perhaps the team will wake its ass up and stop losing games.
Yeah.
How about that? It's called a message is what it is.
I like it.
Don't lose to the Dukes, Madison James.
Yeah, you always hear like Dave Portnoy, like Michigan won't stand for this. Oh, I think you will stand for it. You know what they won't stand for? You burning down their stadium. That does send a clear message. I appreciate the European passion.
You know, I wouldn't be for Blazers fans like burning Moda down, but like maybe, you know, egging it like the offensive coordinator for Michigan State or whatever got egged.
No,
like,
that
yes,
was
please.
The Eagles.
Eagles, excuse me.
Yeah, we freaked out when the Eagles coach had some eggs thrown at his house. Europe, they're not throwing eggs. Throwing Molotov cocktails is what they're doing.
The disco demolition night.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was at Comiskey.
Comiskey?
Oh, my bad. Disco sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was they did like a nickel beer night or something. One, like, they did super cheap beer and it.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. Shocking development. Like 10-cent beer night or whatever didn't go well.
It was a Cleveland Indians Texas Rangers game in Cleveland, Ohio on June 4th, 1974.
Yeah. What was it? Was it? Was
it was 10-cent beer night equivalent to just about 70 cents now.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm there. I don't even like beer.
You put that in a hostile Philadelphia crowd, go to like a, you know, I don't know, a Phillies game, although they were terrible at the time. So you got to find a bad baseball team like Pittsburgh. Go to a Pittsburgh game in the middle of the year and have 70-cent beer night. See what happens.
All right, we got to go. Club 1080 it's not Club 1080.
It's just the club.
Man, I haven't made that mistake in a while.
I was doing it while you were gone left
were
and
you?
Right.
Yeah. 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 It's, yeah. I mean, it was a staple.
I know. It was simpler times back then.
Yeah, I just want to be on the AM, man. More of an AM guy.
You want that throwback signal. You know, it's still there.
What? Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I haven't been on the AM since we moved over.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh. Sorry,
how
whatever.
How about that AM?
What other AM station is there?
There's a couple.
Is there?
Yeah. Well, we have another one.
Listen, was that like the Spanish radio broadcast? Or
I do.
Was it K-Love?
I don't know.
K-Boo, maybe?
I loved the AM radio.
So did Everclear. I heard it on the AM radio.
All right, let's take a look at the notes here. What do we have?
Going deep into the tickle trunk already?
The most fun cities in the United States, why leftover pizza is actually healthier, and the word of the year. Next on the Fiat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.